Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 35 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you and your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreative miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. If you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Today, we will look at some of the wonderful benefits of speaking in other tongues. Last week, we saw that one of the first benefits of speaking in an unknown tongue is found in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 2. This first benefit is pretty straightforward. It says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Someone referred to speaking in other tongues as our heavenly language, where we can speak special to God and God speaks special to us. Another benefit is found in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 4. It says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. The word edify means to build up. When we pray in other tongues, we ourselves are built up and strengthened, especially when we're tired or weary. Jude 1 and verse 20 says, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The third benefit is that tongues with interpretation of tongues edifies and builds up the church. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 5 says, I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. The fourth benefit is that tongues are assigned to unbelievers. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 22 says, wherefore tongues are for a sign. Not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. The fifth benefit is such an awesome, great benefit. The precious Holy Spirit prays and intercedes through us, for us, and others as we pray in other tongues. Romans 8 verse 26 and 27 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Let us remember some of the wonderful benefits of speaking in other tongues. Number one, when we speak in other tongues, we speak unto God, and we speak mysteries in our heavenly language. Number two, we edify and build ourselves up. Number three, tongues with interpretation of tongues builds up the church. Number four, tongues are assigned to unbelievers. And number five, the precious Holy Spirit prays and intercedes through us, for us, and others as we pray in other tongues. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and may his standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the word of God says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with love, power, and with speaking in other tongues. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.